to say an old friend I've known for so long. He lay feeble upon his dying bed. He started crying when I walked into his room. So I went over to his bedside and said, "You don't lose when you die in the Lord. Oh, what gain when I leave this old world? If you could say how peaceful it is in this city, you don't lose when you die in the Lord." He raised a feeble hand, wiped the tears from his eyes. Then he smiled and said, "You're right, I know. I spent a lot of time down upon my knees, so I'll be ready when he calls me to go. I'm not losing, I'm dying in the Lord. Oh, what gain when I leave this old world? I could almost feel the rest that's waiting for me. I'm not losing, I'm dying in the Lord. He's gone now, he died with a smile on his face. He won't have to suffer no more. Now he's resting with Jesus. His work here is done. He gained it all when he died in the Lord. No, you don't live when you die in the Lord. Oh, what gain when I leave this old world? I could almost feel the rest that's waiting for me. You don't lose when you die in the Lord. That's my hope. When I die, it will be in the arms of Jesus.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
The living, the writer said, the living know that they must die. And the dead know not anything.
Lord, help him, God, we pray.
That's the reason I preach there's no device in the grave where man goeth, where he can work. Work while it's day, for when night comes, no man can work. The day, the writer said, is the day of salvation. Tomorrow may never come for you and I, I look out in perilous times that we live in, and maybe the Lord will come today. Maybe He'll tarry till tomorrow. I have no promise of another breath. Jesus said, my time was not when He was here. He spoke this and said, while I was here, my time is not yet, but your time is always at hand. You don't know when the death angel, when the pale horse and his rider will come your way. You don't know. You maybe you'll live to be old, or maybe you'll die a young man or a young woman. It don't matter whether you live a year or whether you live 100. If you don't die in the Lord, you're going to lose. You're going to lose more. I tell people, sin will take you further than you want to go. It'll keep you longer than you want to stay. It'll cost you more than you want to pay. That's the way sin is. Satan is a great deceiver in this world, in this life. He'll deceive you in believing that everything will be all right. You're having everything as well in your life. He'll deceive you to believe that you'll live to see another day. Ah, listen today. Ah, but if He deceives you to the place that destroys your soul, what will you give in exchange in the morning of the resurrection? If you own 10,000 worlds, like this that we live in, would you not say, God, I'll trade it all for my soul to peace in heaven? But brethren, it's not bought with the corruptible things of silver and gold, but it's bought by the precious blood of the Lamb that was shed without spot and without blemish. He is our a great Redeemer, and I love Him this morning, and I want you to love Him. I want you to know, and I want you to know the power of His resurrection. I want you to know the fellowship of His suffering. I want you to know being made conformable unto His death. I want you to know it is a great and exceedingly listen, promise that God has this morning. Brethren, and I feel in my heart that I have that promise this morning. And I love Him today. And you can love Him. He has made the way for you and I. There's many blessings, Lord, in this life unto those that has been down to the fountain and had a drink of the living water. Listen what the Bible saying. There's joys forevermore on His right at His right hand. There's pleasures forevermore. In His presence, brethren, there is peace and joy and happiness. There is love that is beyond measure. If you will obey His voice today, offer Him today. Can we find where anybody has ever obeyed the voice of God or disobeyed Him, brother? Kenny, today, there was a great king one time whose name was Nebuchadnezzar. Listen today, and he had a dream one night that troubled him, brother. He couldn't figure out the dream. He brung in the astrologer, the soothsayer, and the monthly prognosticator, and they could not tell him the dream. Tell us the dream, O king, and we'll tell you the interpretation of it. You see, the thing is gone from me this morning. If you don't tell me the dream, Your head is going to be taken off, and you, every wise man in the kingdom, was going to be killed. Brethren, there was a little man in that kingdom that feared God, and he had some companions, brethren. He had some brothers in the Lord, and listen, the day they helped him pray, brethren, and he called the captain and said, now here is the obedient and the disobedient, brethren. Nebuchadnezzar, I've been disobedient, brother. He had done ever imaginably evil under the sun. Listening, God, and God sent the dream to him, brother. Listen, God sent the word to us. It's going to take God to open it up to you and to let you understand the devil and the secrets that is hid from the eyes of the wise and prudent and revealed unto babes, brother. Daniel said, why the decree so hasty? Give us a day, give us a night. Listen, and we'll tell the interpretation unto the king, brethren. And they begin to pray. I want you to know today, prayer works, brethren. Prayer changes things. Listen today, if you ain't got no troubles in your life, Lord, be thankful. But if you got trouble, you can go to the Lord, brother, and he'll deliver you out of all your troubles and sorrow. There's nothing too hard for the Lord this morning. And I thank him this morning that he's always there for me, brother Fred. I listen today. I love him this morning. I want you to love him today. I want you to feel what I feel. I listen today, brother. I'm like little Daniel, brother. Just let me be a praying man. Just let me open my window toward these, brother. Listen, brother. And he come before the king, and he said, O king, not for anything that I've done shall the Lord God of heaven and open up this dream to me, that ye I might be able to tell you what's going to take place in the future. Brother, and he began to tell him, O king, you dreamed in your dream that night of a great image, of a head of gold, brother. And listen today, and his breast of silver, brother, and his belly of brass, and his legs of iron, and his feet a part of iron, and part of clay, brother. He's talking about kingdoms, brother.
Yes,
listen, listen, you've seen and tell a watcher, and a holy one came down and smoked a tree, brother, and brung it down to the ground. I want you to know today, God sets kings up, and God will bring kings down. And listen, he said unto the king, O king, turn from your evil. Repent, O king, that all these things will not come upon ye. But brethren, did he repent? No, he didn't repent, brother. One day in his kingdom, in his great dominion that he had, he began to say in his heart, is this not Babylon that my hand is formed? Is this not I? I've done all of these things. And while the word was still in his mouth, there came a voice from heaven. I listened today and told, O King Nebuchadnezzar, thy kingdom is taken from thee. Listen, and you will dwell like the beast of the field until seven times pass over thee. I want you to know today, that was 7 years, brother, that he dwelt out where the beast was, and he ate straw like the beast, and his hair became as feathers, brother, and his nails as bird claws. Listen today, brother, God will have his way. There's nothing too hard heart for our God. He loves His creation, brethren, and He'll give you an opportunity, or He'll bring you down to the earth. You can't stand before the God who I'm preaching about today, brethren. He holds all power in heaven and in the earth, and He'll have His way among the children of men, brethren, to the place to where His fulfillment of the word will come to pass. Listen, brother. But He said, leave the stump in the urn, brother. Listen today. Brother, when the 7 years had passed, then He came forth, brother, and He said His reasoning returned unto Him. And He looked up and He blessed the God of heaven. And He said, He is the God of God. Listen, and His dominion is an everlasting dominion, and His kingdom shall not be left unto another, brethren. I want you to know the day, brethren. He said, in the days of these kings shall the Lord God of heaven set up a kingdom. Now here was Babylon. Listen, brethren, today, and he had a son whose name was Belshazzar, brethren. I want you to know today, and when King Nebuchadnezzar died and Belshazzar come along, did he fear the God of heaven? No, no, he turned to the way his father walked. Brethren, and he drank wine out of the silver and the gold that was taken out of the temple, brethren. And one night, brethren, while they was a partying, I look out in this world today, all they think about is partying, having a big time, brethren. And while they was partying, the fingers of a man's hand begin to write on the plaster on the wall. Belshazzar, he feared greatly, his loins become loose, and his knees smote one against another, brother. Listen to what it read on there. Me, tickle your fossy, brother. Listen the day, I couldn't understand what it read, brother. And his wife said, Belshazzar, why are you worried about? There's a man in this kingdom who the Spirit of the living God is in. He'll tell you the writing thereof. Listen today, brother. Your father called him and he told him his dream, and he'll be able to read this interpretation. I want you to know, brethren, he come in that day, brethren, and before the king and said, not for my wisdom. He never took no credit for himself. Listen, I'm not taking no credit for preaching the word of God. It is God's word this morning. It is His love, brethren, that brought us here this morning. The obedient shall eat the good of the land, brother. Listen what the writing was. Me, tickle your fossy, brother. Thy kingdom is numbered, brother. Your fossy, thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting, brother. Listen today, brother. I want you to know you're weighed in the balances today. When the death angel comes, what's it going to be for you? Either on the right hand or on the left hand of God, brother. What side are you on this morning? Are you on the Lord's side, or are you on the devil's side this morning? You're on one or the other side. I want you to know the day. His kingdom was destroyed then in the very same night, brother. The Medes and the Persian come in and took the kingdom from him, brother. I want you to know the night that Daniel was Daniel slain, brother. No. Here was the obedience of God, brother. He was being obedient to God. And the king Darius come in and set Daniel over all the princes, brother. Listen today, brother. God sets people over the land, brother.
Yes, He does.
Whosoever He will, brother. He sets calls men to unto this kingdom here. He said, unto this little place that we want to dwell in here. When we come out to church, brother, and I, you believe God sets people over here, and I believe He's called Brother Terry to be a bishop, to be a pastor of the church, brother. And I, God calls me, and I to do the work of God, brother. And, I, and they'll fear God, they'll obey God, they'll follow Him, brother. And I, they'll not be like Nebuchadnezzar, brother. And I, they'll not take the glory on themselves, brother. And I, they'll not dabble in the things of the world as Belshazzar done, and the kingdom was destroyed, brother. You want a church to stand, you get you a man of God that fears God, brother, and work on righteousness there, and the church will move on, brother. Oh, listen, and Darius said Daniel over all the priests there. But they got jealous of him, brother. Here's the dangerous thing. Jealousy, brother, is crueler than the grave. It has destroyed many a church. Don't be jealous. If God has sent a gift in, brother, I rejoice in the gift of God. If God has set a man in position to be the moderator, get behind him in prayer, brother, in supplication. Bow down before the Lord and ask His blessing upon us. Keep us in your way, Lord, and let us know the way to travel. Don't let us turn to the right or left. They said, O King. The princess said, O King, we're going to make a decree, and you sign it, that if any man calls upon their God besides thee, O God, he shall, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that cannot be changed, brother. He said, if any man calls upon any other God, he'll be cast into the den of lions, brother. Listen what Daniel done. He went 3 times a day, and his window been open toward Jerusalem, brother. I'm crying to you today. Open up your heart toward New Jerusalem. It's the spiritual house of God. And cry unto Him day and night, brother. And He'll hear your cries. They took old Daniel before the king. Said, King, we found a man here. Here Daniel being obedient now. You see what's happened to the disobedient. Here Daniel obedient again unto God. I went up and prayed. No matter what the world says, please follow the Lord, brother. Don't matter what people say. Humble yourself under the hand of God, and He'll raise you up. He'll bless you today. Darius, here we found this man a calling upon his God. And Darius was saddened in his heart. He loved Daniel, brother. He didn't realize what he'd done. Listen today. The devil's very cunning. Listen, I want you to know he'll deceive you in believing things. You'll not be able to understand sometime. That's the reason you need to pray, brother, that God will enlighten your eyes. He'll let you understand what you're doing is right or wrong, brother. Darius said, Daniel, your God is able to deliver you and will deliver you, brother. I want you to know today, my God will deliver me out of all my troubles. He'll deliver me. I'm not worried about that. He's a great deliverer today. And they took old Daniel, brother, and they throwed him in a den of lions, brother, and they shut a rock upon him, brother. And the old king went back home. He put a seal upon that rock, brother. According to the law of the Medes and the Persians, that law could not be changed, brother. And so he went back to his home, and he began to pass the night. There was no musical instruments brung before him. He stayed and tumbled his bed all night, brother. But in the morning, he went down where Daniel was. He again the cry, oh Daniel, has thy God, is he able to deliver thee? There was a sweet sound come out of there. Oh King, live forever. My God has sent an angel and shut the mouth of the lion. I want you to know today, God is still closing the mouth of the lion. He can't devour you because you got a wall about you. You got a wall of salvation. You've been delivered out of all the corruptible things of this world. You've been made set aside as the royal priesthood, as the holy nation. You're a separate people. Oh, you are a peculiar people. And you shall show forth the praise of the Lord. Are you showing forth today? Are you calling upon your King? Listen what happened to the men that accused Daniel. The old king took bring him up out of there. And he called for them accusers, their families and their children, and cast them into the den of lions. And the Bible said like this, they had the mastery of them even before they come to the bottom. Oh God, he will deliver you if you will trust in him. He's a great God. He's a deliverer. He'll deliver you out of all your troubles. And there's not enough devils in hell to get you, listen. Because you've been made alive in Christ. Listen what the writer said, that ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. And when Christ, who is our life, shall appear, we shall also appear with him in glory. This world and not my home. I've got a home on the other side, where Jesus is set down on the right hand of the majesty on high. All power, glory, angels being made subject unto him. He is our mediator today, brother. He's not only a mediator of the saints, brother, but he's a mediator for you that don't know Jesus. He said, I'm the door. I'm the door. If any man will come in, I'll sup with him and he with me. I and my Father will come in and take up our abode with you, and we'll go to more out. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish. The obedient shall eat the good of the land. As Daniel was delivered from the kings, as the lamb and delivered from the slaying of the soldiers that would have took his life. God delivered him through interpreting dreams. God delivered him by the power of the angels that closed the lion's mouth. And no doubt all the night long he might have petted on them old lions. You never know. But here's one thing for sure. My God is able to deliver. There's nothing too hard for the Lord. Whatsoever that you will put in his hands, he will. He will deliver you according to his will. Some might think, well, God's going to do everything I tell him to do. No. You know what? You ask God in faith, believing, and let him make the decision. He knows best. You might ask something you don't need. You might get something you don't need something. You ask God in faith, believing, and let him make the decision. He knows best. You might ask something you don't need. You might get something you don't need sometime, Doc. You need to ask in faith, believing, and let God make the decision. God, if I need this, give it to me. If I don't need it, please, Lord, don't give it to me. I prayed one time. My wife sort of got aggravated at me. I told her I prayed. I prayed earnestly, God, don't make me rich. Don't make me poor while I have to bum. And start, just give me sufficient bread, Lord. But you know what? God has given me more than I ever thought I would ever have upon the earth. I have a good home to live in over there. I've got cars to go to church in. And I have peace in my heart. Boy, you're talking about a treasure. I got treasures that money cannot buy, brother. Listen, come ye, he said, and buy me gold that has been tried in the fire. Come buy without money and without price. You can't buy this precious blood of Jesus Christ. But it's free. The grace of God that surpasses all understanding. It's free today, brother.
Amen.
It's appeared unto all men.
What?
Teaching. It's teaching us, but it teaches them too, brother. It teaches us that denying ungodliness, worldly lust, that you should live soberly, righteousness, right here in this present life. Ever looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. But it teaches the world that same faith, brother, that God give unto us, a living faith. He gives them to believe. If they will believe, they can put that faith to action and it becomes a living faith.
There you go.
It's dead until they believe upon it. You know, the Bible said you must first believe that I am He. Except if you don't believe, you'll never repent. You'll never put your faith to work if you didn't believe. But if you believe and you'll put that faith to work, then that faith will bring you salvation. For when you've heard the word of truth, the gospel, your salvation, and then after you believe, then are you sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise.